From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Surprised and humbled, President Obama says that's how he felt when he found out this morning he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
This award is not simply about the efforts of my administration. It's about the courageous efforts of people around the world. And that's why this award must be shared with everyone who strives for justice and dignity.
Members of the Nobel Committee say they selected President Obama for his efforts in nuclear non-proliferation, the environment, and his willingness to improve relations with the Muslim world. But the announcement baffled some of President Obama's critics, such as Matthew Continetti, a columnist for the Weekly Standard who was interviewed on NPR.
My first reaction was laughter, just kind of shocked at this prize being awarded on the basis of 9 months of little substantive achievements in the international policy arena.
Critics at home argue the president has yet to prove himself on the most pressing issues, such as rising unemployment and the ongoing war in Afghanistan. The White House says President Obama will travel to Oslo for the ceremony in December and will donate the $1.4 million award to charity. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sets off on a trip to Europe that'll take her to London, Dublin, Belfast, and Moscow. She's also making a stop in Switzerland for an important signing ceremony. We have more on this from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Secretary Clinton will be in Zurich Saturday to watch longtime rivals Turkey and Armenia sign protocols, paving the way for normal diplomatic ties. Parliaments in the two countries would still have to ratify those documents, but Assistant Secretary of State for Europe, Philip Gordon, says the signing ceremony is an important step, one that the secretary has been encouraging.
She's going there to show our support for what we believe is a historic step for both Turkey and Armenia towards normalization of their relations.
During the rest of her trip, she'll be checking on the progress of the Northern Ireland peace process and visiting Russia, not just Moscow, but also the Volga River region of Tatarstan. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A suspected suicide car bomber launched an attack in the Pakistani city of Peshawar today, killing 49 people and injuring more than 100 others. The government says no one claimed responsibility for the bombing, reported to be the deadliest in Pakistan in about 6 months. Interior Minister Rehman Malik says that the attack means Pakistan has, quote, no other option but to carry out an operation in South Waziristan, a militant stronghold along the Afghan border. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up nearly 60 points at 9,845 in trading of about 2 billion shares. NASDAQ Composite Index up now 13 points at 2,137. From Washington, this is NPR News. The U.S. trade deficit has narrowed to the surprise of many analysts. The Commerce Department reports a deficit dropped 3.5%. Under $31 billion. Analysts expected the deficit to hit $33 billion. The government notes that even though oil prices surged, the volume of shipments in August fell sharply. A would-be hijacker who took over a charter jet at gunpoint in Jamaica and demanded to be flown to Cuba has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. We have more on this from Ed Thompson.
Authorities and his attorney had described 21-year-old Stephen Frey as mentally challenged, but a judge ruled that he was fit to stand trial after a government psychiatrist determined he was able to understand the charges against him. On April 19th, Frey, armed with a .38-caliber revolver, boarded a CanJet charter plane at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. The plane was preparing for a flight to Halifax, Nova Scotia, but Frey demanded that he be taken to Cuba. He held 182 passengers and crew members at gunpoint for 8 hours, robbing some of them. He eventually released all on board and was overpowered by police. Frey has been sentenced to serve 20 years, but his attorney, who maintains that his client was mentally unfit to stand trial, says he will appeal the ruling. For NPR News, I'm Ed Thompson.
In France, police have arrested a nuclear physicist with suspected ties to terrorist groups in Algeria, including Al-Qaeda. The man worked for the European Organization for Nuclear Research, which had built a particle collider under the French-Swiss border to recreate the conditions of the Big Bang. Authorities say the scientist's work did not involve anything that could be used for terrorism. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.